Before you can focus your attention on increasing the effectiveness of your team, you need to examine what each member brings to the mix. Besides a laundry list of strengths, gifts, and skills, every human being on your team brings with him or her a set of needs. The beauty of successful teamwork is that it not only accomplishes the overall goals and objectives of the team, but it also helps meet the individual needs of each teammate. So what are some of the needs a team member might bring to the table? Psychologists from many different schools of thought seem to agree when it comes to the basic needs of individuals. Some add a few more items to the list, but most include the three I'll discuss in this chapter: a sense of belonging, a sense of worth, and a sense of competence. The need to belong. For some of us, our earliest recollections of teamwork are from neighborhood games. Whether our groups gathered at a field, in a back alley, or in a sandlot, the ritual of choosing sides to play a game is an almost universal experience. Since I was an overly large child growing up, I have mostly painful memories of this experience. Stated simply, because I was fat, I was almost always the last kid chosen to play ball. The exception was during football season when the coaches or other players saw the value in having some extra tonnage on their offensive line. I can even remember being chosen first a time or two. My strategy was simple: hike the ball and roll over. I never failed to stop the defense in their tracks, leaving my team open to score at will. But the rest of the year was dominated by basketball and baseball, and the only way a big boy is desirable in baseball is if he can knock the cover off the ball. Regrettably, my extra weight slowed down my swing so significantly that I rarely got a chance to make direct contact with the ball. Actually, I did have a good hit once. I started swinging at the first pitch and solidly connected with the second. But we all know that kids can be cruel to one another, and this was certainly true during my childhood. When choosing sides, not only was I usually last, but I was forced to endure a horrible scene that went something like this. "Okay, there are only two guys left, so I'll pick Mark," one of the captains would say. "That means you have Billy." "I didn't pick him," the other captain would retort. "I know, but he's the last one, so you have to take him." "I don't want him." "You have to take him." "Who says I have to take him?" "You have to take him because it's your pick and he's the last kid." "But I don't want him." This would go on for several minutes until the protesting captain would grudgingly take me, muttering something under his breath about the only thing I was good for was playing backstop. Can you feel my pain? I just wanted to be a part of the team, any team. A wonderful group of individuals make up your team, and they all have something in common, an innate yearning to belong. Some are more in touch with this feeling than others, but we all possess it. This longing can explain why, as adults, when we look back on our youth and point out our most treasured memories, many of us gravitate towards experiences we shared with others. Just the other day, a friend of mine was looking back fondly on his high school days. An exceptional athlete, he recalled winning an individual cross-country event as well as the year his football team won the division championship. Which was the greater memory for my friend? "No question about it," he told me, "the football championship." Why? Because it was a team effort. The football team, the marching band, the science club, all are group activities that are built around the concept of belonging. I recently made a presentation on teamwork to a group of middle managers in Miami, Florida. After the session, a woman in her early 40s approached the platform to speak with me. We shook hands, exchanged pleasantries, and then she got right to it. Your speech caused a light bulb to go off in my brain.